Lecture 20, Italian Jewry in the Early Modern Period.
In this lecture, we move from Spain and Portugal to Italy. As you recall, Isaac Abravanel crossed over and eventually settled in Italy. And this was symptomatic of clearly one path for many Jews who left after 1492 and settled in Italy. Of course, Italian Jewry has a long history long before the end of the 15th and 16th century. In the year 70 AD or CE, there were a group of people who were taken to Rome after Rome had conquered Palestine. So at least from early antiquity, we can record a history of Jews living in Rome. And there is also a medieval presence of Jews living in Italy, particularly in the south. But in the 14th and 15th and 16th century, new communities of Jews emerge. Some of the Jews kicked out of the German areas come down into Venice. They actually speak Yiddish. I know Yiddish sounds a bit funny for the area of the Veneto of Venice, but nevertheless, when books began to be printed by Jews in Venice, they were both Hebrew and Yiddish, because there was a Yiddish-speaking population there of Ashkenazic, or as they called them in Italian, Tedeschi Jews. And then there were Jews who came down from southern France. And then finally, of course, the Jews who came from Spain in 1492. And later on, we will hear about conversos who, throughout the 16th and 17th century, are invited to Italy to settle in places like Livorno and Pisa. So that we are speaking about a conduit of culture, culture between north, south, east, and west, and clearly a community made up of many sub-communities of Jews, which makes it, of course, a new configuration, a new creation, the creation of new communities, of communal conflict, the communal tensions of Jews living from different areas. This is perhaps a microcosm of what I described earlier as a kind of mishmash. Regional cultures now are forced through mobility to transform themselves into a different kind of cultural configuration. The Italian Jewish communities of the 16th century are in fact of many faceted with many cultural elements. And of course, we must not forget the larger context in which we are describing Italian Jewish culture. That is the Renaissance, and I'm not going to try to define the word too carefully here. That would take at least 30 minutes, if not longer, the Reformation, the Counter-Reformation, and a particular new technology, which for me is vital in understanding what is early modern Jewish culture. That technology is the technology of print. In our computer world, we understand what technologies do to transform our culture. Think about the last 20 or 30 years and see where you were 30 years ago and where we are now with the computer. And think about the printing press in the same light, that it really revolutionized the way we study, the way we disseminate knowledge, the way we see ourselves in relationship to others, our ability to cross national areas, regional areas, and to see the world through print, through books, and so on. This is a very important part of early modern culture in general, and it is particularly important for the Jews, as you will hear about already in this lecture and throughout the next couple of lectures. I will not try to explain to you the encounter between the Renaissance and the Jews. It is a very interesting encounter. But I will give you two examples, and perhaps those examples will illustrate at least some dimensions of this very fascinating encounter. First example I want to give you is of a man named Judah Messer Leon, who lived in the city of first Padua and then Mantua, two major centers of Jewish life in the 16th century in northern and central Italy. He wrote a work. He was an Aristotelian philosopher who had studied at Padua and was clearly familiar with Aristotelian philosophy, and particularly the philosophy of Averroes, who was the major Islamic commentator of Aristotle, but decided through an encounter with Italian humanism, with a study of rhetoric, to write a work which he called the Nofet Sufim, or in English, the Honeycomb's Flow. It was a textbook written for his Jewish students in Mantua to study the principles of rhetoric. To be an educated person for as a humanist is not only to know a lot, but to be able to communicate your skills.